Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Summer is here, and many of us are planning on taking a little time off work, maybe going on a vacation or just having a little R&R. Vacations are a chance to take the stress down a notch and rejuvenate the batteries. I visited my daughter, son-in-law, and 2-year-old grandson the other day. What a great time. They moved from Oregon to northern Idaho. I thought the 9-hour drive to Oregon was long, but the thought of 17 hours up, 2 days visiting, and 17 hours back would be a bit much, so I flew. I didn't want to take out a second mortgage on my house, so I booked a flight out of Medford. I headed north after work, only to come across a flashing light saying 101 was closed south of Crescent City. Take another route. I turned around, headed on 299, and then thought, why don't I find out why it's closed? It was a downed tree across the road, and I thought, they'll clear it by the time I get there, so I turned around again, lost an hour. Getting to Medford quite late, I got some sleep, woke up in time to catch my 9:30 flight. Only one problem. My flight was at 7. The attendant said, why don't you check your itinerary next time? I said, thank you for the advice. You know, you have to be nice to airport people. With all flights booked, I drove to Eugene to catch another plane for an extra small fee. It landed in Portland soon enough to jump on an early flight to Spokane for an extra small fee. Now it's going well. But wait, just as the door is closing, the computer system at the airport shuts down. After an hour and a half wait on the plane in 95 degrees, the pilot had sympathy and said, everybody get off the plane. Well, I was sitting next to a very large woman, and she said, it's about time. I said, you think? She smiled, apparently not understanding my point of reference. I eventually got to Spokane, rented a car, and had a wonderful 2-day visit. Headed back, I flew to Eugene, jumped in my car, only to find out my air conditioner went kaputz. It was hot, over 100 degrees, but not as hot as the car got when it overheated 3 times before arriving in Crescent City. I remembered I was told by my mechanic to replace the timing belts and water pump, but I thought I can get a few extra miles. As I was speeding to Crescent City at 5 miles an hour, I said, Lord, get me there, and I won't miss a week of church the rest of the summer. I made it, but a kinetic sculpture would have beat me. I pulled into a service station and, for an extra small fee, was on the road again headed home. I made it home safely. The extra small fees and hours upon hours of driving with no air conditioning in triple-digit weather and sitting alongside the road waiting for the car to cool down made the extra cost to fly out of Arcata seem like a bargain. The stress didn't come down during these 4 days and the batteries weren't recharged, but the fun time I had with my grandson was worth every hiccup along the way. I can't wait for the next trip. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.